Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. As I look around, we the realest in the game left.
To all my real niggas, raise your right hand and put your left on your chest and swear to your man.
The words of a real nigga.
Yo, it's your boy Provolone Tone, the host Skylar.
Wipe that juice
Happy
off.
Happy Real Nigga Sunday.
Roger, you heard?
Bobby Loso.
Howdy, boy, Loso. Tiny nigga. You know what's up, man.
Mute.
Yo, you mute?
D-Man, what's popping? What's cracking?
All the above, huh?
That nigga.
I'm a blood hip. I'm a blood hip.
Nah, y'all seen, What's that shit? It's not the best, man. What's the shit? Oh, the Ward. And the nigga was Slim.
I know you like that nigga Terry Bone. I look better than that nigga.
That's throwing salt on a nigga?
That's salt. Nah, he boned already.
Is that throwing salt on a nigga?
He boned already.
That's just totally.
He just saying.
But who was Terry to him? Nobody, right?
It's just a nigga in the school or some shit. Like.
That nigga Terry Bone.
I know I look better than him.
That nigga. That's not really necessarily throwing salt, because if he threw salt before
that's
Terry
kind
beat,
of salt.
If he threw salt before Terry beat, then it's salt.
It's only but he salt just if saying, the nigga really looked better than the other nigga. He just looked like buckwheat, and I look like me, and he took him out like, come on.
So
it's
that's
salt
that,
bringing the nigga so, name
so,
up, period.
So what's throwing salt?
Involved, why you took
throwing salt? Throwing salt is a bitch, yo. Why you fuck with that bum ass nigga?
That.
Throwing salt is fucking Tony Ayo in the beginning of Curious.
What's that?
He said, so why you over there with that bird ass nigga?
Yeah, shit
he
like
said that.
That.
That's
Tony Ayo in the beginning of I'm Curious to salt. I mean, y'all Queens niggas be throwing salt.
Watch your mouth.
Oh,
watch
shit.
Your mouth.
Y'all Queens niggas be throwing salt. Tony Ayo to salt. Your, why is that
your
bird
Bobby,
ass nigga?
Bobby, what you think is throwing salt?
Like an example? Example?
Yeah.
You know that nigga got a baby mother, right?
That's throwing salt.
Anything.
Got a kid? What
anything
this
as far
is throwing
as giving...
salt. Rodney and Tony? You got a brother named Tony? Oh, they fuck with all the bitches.
I'm not gonna lie. That work in our favor, because they wanna know why all the bitches fuck with us.
It does, but this
yo, I saw
but
yo,
that's a little sugar salt.
Yeah, no. It was good.
Sugar and spice.
Yeah,
spice and everything
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Mix a little chemical
that
X.
That shit kill me. I don't know why niggas say that, but I'm be like, why you fuck with that bum ass nigga? First of all, nigga, I'm winning already. Just by you saying, why you fuck with that bum ass nigga? I'm so much of a bum ass nigga. Why did you
buy my name in your mouth?
So is it throwing salt if you on the, like, if you talking to a chick that got a nigga... Yeah. Oh, it's not so. If you if you on his side, you still working on the pussy.
Let me hit an example.
Yeah.
So if a chick call you and she asking you some shit like, oh, I wanted to spend time with him or something, but he rather go out with his friends. Am I wrong for that? Say no. Yeah, I'm gonna say he should want to go with his friends over there. I'm always gonna be on the nigga side. Like I'm not gonna say you shouldn't do that.
Basically, you dick riding.
I'm not dick riding no nigga too. What are you talking about, nigga? I'm not gonna tell no bitch no shit.
What you saying? What you saying?
I tell that bitch I don't want to talk to you about shit.
But we didn't ask you. So what I'm saying is like, is it salt if you talking to her to get the pussy, but you not salt? Got to be you trying to throwing dirt, basically.
Like saying some shit to
like I don't know. I never threw dirt on a nigga to get what I wanted. So I can only try to say examples of what I think is throwing dirt. Uh-huh. And that's saying, yo, I seen him with some other bitch, or he be with some other bitch, or he fuck with this bitch. Here, look, let me show you this, that, and the third, that type of shit.
What about? All right, so all
right, throwing salt. Listen, man, I'm gonna tell a story about throwing salt. Mm. Man. That's
you do salt?
Never. I did salt one time in my life, and I do salt. And it was a crazy situation. The nigga was just throwing salt on me. So I threw salt, but then I realized after, and I told a nigga, I threw salt, and I told him we can't be friends because chilling with you, you got me doing some bitch
bird
ass shit.
Bird shit.
I can't that's do this. That's down to your like,
level and shit. So you like, basically broke up with him.
Hey, yo, bro.
He said, I can't be friends with you, no more.
You got me doing bitch ass nigga
shit. I got to do no real nigga. You got me doing fuck nigga shit.
Like, I'm out here being a clown.
So what would y'all do? Like, half you were throwing salt, and then you was
like, it was, you know, he was just pillow talking with his shorty, not knowing that his shorty was telling me.
Oh, you saying all this what you doing
crazy,
talking to shorty?
Foul shit about me, my nigga. Like, but you acting like when you see me, we the best of friends. Like,
okay.
And then she like, yo, this nigga's wild fake because he be acting like he don't fuck with you. Like,
mm-hmm.
You feel me? I really don't understand why when we together, he got this whole other picture of you, but then when he see you,
he
glorifying you.
So how you do so?
How I threw soul was I snitched on him and told him, that nigga be tricking on mad bitches and don't be fucking. Be tricking on mad bitches and don't be fucking.
Oh, shit.
That nigga be spending money on bitches and don't get the pussy. You should be mad at your nigga. He
wasting your money on
other bitches. Wasting your money, but he ain't fucking the bitches, so.
So it's like.
When my son did that to me, though.
What he did?
Threw soul on me, man.
Like, this is a whole nother situation.
Yeah, this is when I cried on your shoulder.
Oh, damn.
Yo, this nigga is crazy.
I ain't gonna lie, I was cut.
This nigga
that's what Tiny was doing me every day. I said, yo, Tiny, this nigga talking for what I had, crying and shit.
Yo, man. So what happened? Whatever, boy.
The nigga was, I guess, I don't know what he wanted to cut my. It was so crazy, son, because I was doing wild shit.
Was you
son.
Still friends with the other nigga when you was crying on the nigga's shoulder?
The nigga.
Or you broke up with him before that? What happened?
No, what are you talking about, Bobby?
Bobby broke up with the other.
The nigga I threw salt on is a whole different situation from the nigga who threw salt on me.
You threw salt on the nigga that. And broke up with him.
That's not the same nigga.
That is
I'm
the
saying,
same nigga.
Never
it's
mind.
It's not man. The same nigga.
The nigga you threw the salt on, you deaded him because he got you doing sucker shit.
Alright, but the nigga who threw salt on me
it's
and the
whole nigga. Yeah, I know that. It's a whole different nigga.
Alright, yeah. What was so crazy about the situation was one day the bitch had prom. And she wanted me to go to prom with her or something like that, but I think I was going to a different prom with somebody else. And I'm trying to tell a bitch to go to prom with this nigga, not knowing that this nigga was doing this shit the whole fucking time. This nigga going, he fucking talking to her because we friends, she noticed my close friend, dumb bitch going to go hit him up, try to talk to him about our relationship.
And he got
he went left with it though, like, you know, like. He just was wailing. Yes, but I don't really fuck with this nigga like that. Acting like he don't fuck with me. Got linking with her. All the homies is throwing salt on me, acting like they what don't fuck it? With me. The niggas is going in. Like, niggas is making it seem like I fuck with them more than they fuck with me. Like,
oh, you was dick ride.
So, the situation happened, whatever. Okay, that thing happened like 2-3 times. Right? Summertime come, I'm just on the phone with her. Like at this time, we being cool again. We was like somewhat beefing at that time. Now everything good. She just kept a funky one day. Like, yo, I can't front. I can't just be sitting here, boom, boom, acting like I fuck with you and don't tell you. But I did this such and such. Boom, just hit me with it. Like
she did fuck your man.
Yeah, like yo, I fucked your friend. Boom, boom. It was told me locations. Oh,
she was fucking the nigga.
Like, boyfriend.
She fucking three times.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
You know him. She told me three times.
And you was fucking her too.
At that time, I was fucking with mad girls at the time. Like, but, so I don't remember. I can't go back.
But you fuck? Did you hit it before she told you this?
You
hit it. Oh, you got that nigga back.
Definitely did. You know me? And I ain't doing with the soul. I did it the real right way. That's my son. But I'm like, yo, what? She told me the story. She like, yo, yeah, I would like be around all the niggas. Like,
everybody. She with the homies.
She with all the niggas. You feel me? And niggas is acting like they don't fuck with me. Niggas is trying to persuade her to do it with him. Jeez. They on some like yeah,
oh, so everybody
nah,
else,
everybody
as team as team him and team fuck D boy
facts my nigga
that's because you was chilling with us
yo son so you know me I find out next morning I should blast I think we had the sidekicks then. But everybody in the chat, yo, nigga, we meeting at K-Dot crib at 10 o'clock. Anybody who don't pull up at 10 o'clock, I'm on some funny shit. Y'all niggas on some bullshit. Niggas in the chat, yo, what's good with you? Boom, boom. Yo, 10 o'clock. What's up? Meet me here 10 o'clock. In the crib, at Keenan crib. So y'all niggas don't fuck with me. Fuck is you talking about? We don't fuck with you. So all y'all niggas help this nigga right here. Fuck this. Oh, you thought I didn't know. So you was throwing, you throwing salt on me.
Oh, you press niggas.
What? You sick? Yo, that bitch lying. She just liked me. She always did. My nigga, that bitch about to lie about fucking you, my nigga. Come on, my nigga. You now you look like a clown. The fact that call right now. Yeah, in college
from the nigga.
In college, because in college we met a nigga who clipped too. So the nigga who said he clipped, I said, oh, well, I clipped too. And then the nigga said, oh, well, I clipped too. Why oh, now you clipped. Oh, you clipped now. You had, when I don't give a fuck about it, I heard you.
Bro, you ever had one of your mans throw shit on you? Just kidding.
Hell yeah. Tweez is infamous. And I can't even tell you how, but Tweez don't give a fuck.
He do this a lot?
Well, he, nigga, a lot to everybody.
Oh, this is, he just a habitual.
By any means necessary.
He a concession stand ass nigga. He love to drop
nigga,
so.
If that nigga see your girl on any social media, anything.
He be liking shorty pics too.
No, he gonna DM. He gonna DM. Saying, fuck like the likes. A like ain't shit. He gonna slide in the DMs. But that, does that mean
he's salt? I think he did. Yeah, do he throw no, salt? I think though? He did slide, but he don't know. Like, I think I seen. She sent it to me, facts. But I, that's not real shit. Tweez was definitely in.
Damn.
Sheesh.
He's definitely in.
And one of your joints?
Yeah, the one from last night. He was in her DM. She showed me this. And she asked me. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She asked me, like, yo, you know him? Cause
so you seen him?
Yeah.
How you seen him? She seen him with you?
From pool party.
Yo, this nigga pool party.
He just scooped out the pool party?
I know he didn't scoop. He just...
Seen the probably Graham
because he's following the radio show page.
He follow everything.
So you know, mutual.
Yo, that nigga's
he
slid crazy. He showed up to the tech.
How you know he throw salt on you? How you know he throw salt on you, bro? Hold on. How you know he throw salt on you, bro?
I don't know.
You just know he holler at your Jones.
He's him.
He holler at your Jones. That don't mean he throw salt. That's different.
Maybe
nah,
him,
he probably
he
did.
Then he throws salt.
Gotta
wait,
be.
Wait. Was it Miami salt?
He just cut his ass.
I
ain't even cut his ass. He was just angry with
them.
I don't know.
Is this salt if you? Well, no, you can't act like you don't fuck with a nigga, but you can act like you don't necessarily.
You can act
be
like it's
with
not,
a nigga that you
be with.
That
salt.
Just so we both could. No, we the niggas know.
Unless you tell me.
Yeah, you know what game we playing with her.
You tell
but
me.
She don't gotta know we mans like that.
You
let's
tell
not tell her
tell
so
me.
We can both
you
get
tell
it.
Me.
Yeah,
you like, tell me you making me look like
nah,
not,
not making.
Cool.
I don't mean like that. I don't. You can't say. You can say I don't be with that. You can say I don't
that's
really
my
be with
but
that
I ain't,
nigga
I ain't
like
really
that.
See, I ain't
you can
really
say no.
That nigga in the
I don't be
like
with
that.
That nigga like
yo,
that.
Yo, bitch, got me about tall right now. I can say without lying. I don't chill with that nigga every day.
Facts.
Yeah, I don't be with that nigga like that.
I didn't say he ain't my brother.
Can you say I don't fuck with that nigga like that?
I'm not.
Could.
I'm saying can't. Why not? Right? That's not throwing salt. Salt gotta be something incriminating.
I don't chill with him every day.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, you can make up anything. I would make anything into a story.
So, if you give a bitch advice, if she got a nigga, and you
salt,
wanna fuck her, and you give her
salt,
advice,
I don't like to talk about none of that.
I hate talking to girls about their relationship.
Well, I'm saying, well, yeah.
She
kind of
friends
with
a
bitch.
I gotta be mad cool with you, though, you know, because I feel like,
team friendly
like for instance, someone like, Muscle Butt.
Mm-hmm.
She called me about her little advice. I try to give her low-key
really
advice, but I try my hardest not to, like, I try to speak on her. Like, I can't really speak on him. I can't feel, you know, and I don't even want to clip, but I just still be feeling crazy talking about a nigga that I don't know. Like, how am I to say anything?
I don't, just, yeah, I don't talk about the nigga. If you ask me, I'm going to give you advice on me, what I would do.
I try to talk about you, yeah, or in my perspective.
Is that salt?
But that's what I'm asking y'all.
Because she asking y'all. And you telling her real nigga shit on what I would do. And now she's
most girls that I give advice to, bitches I'm not trying to clip.
So it's not doing so.
So to me, it's just some real friend. Like, yeah, like, cause I'm not trying to fuck her. Like a girl that I'm trying to fuck, I don't want to talk about.
But okay, so if you trying to, this
I feel crazy. I feel like you conning me into talking.
I get you, but if this is part of the chase, let's say it's a bitch you want, she's bad. And she's like, yo, I got a nigga that's at the third. But she's like, nah, you don't say that. She's willing to be, like, you're going to be her friend. Like, mm-hmm. I'll be cool with it. Maybe you might have been friends with the bitch.
Before.
You might have met her somewhere, or is you cool as fuck with her, but she got a nigga.
Yeah.
So now at that point, you're not just going to say, I'm not talking to you because I'm trying to clip. Now you're going to play your role until you get in, if you want it. So is it throwing salt? I'm not never going to say nothing about him, but I'm gonna plead my,
I feel like if you out there, like,
mention his name,
she gonna mention it.
I feel like eventually, and I don't want to talk about that.
I'm saying she gonna do that.
Amen, brother.
I don't want to talk about.
They gonna be a friend, okay? So the bitch gonna tell you, he don't even hit it right and all that shit. You think bitches don't tell niggas that? They don't say that to you? No. And then you go and hit it?
No.
I'm not going to say, oh.
Don't tell me he don't hit it right, because as soon as I get you mad, you're going to be telling him I don't hit it right.
No, she's not. Why she going to tell him that?
Because that's what bitches do.
Mm-hmm.
First thing they tell you.
For what? Not if you really snatching that bitch's soul and handing it to God.
They just say, oh,
life. I don't know.
Like, Tiny, a nigga ever threw soul on you?
Yeah, niggas do that all the time.
Hoodie say life.
Yeah.
I don't know about other niggas, but you know what I'm saying? Chick say my shit.
You
say
you do so? You do so?
Nah, I don't throw soul on niggas.
You throw soul before.
Niggas always throw soul on me, that's why I don't.
Niggas told me about you, Tiny.
I don't.
Niggas told me about you, boy.
Niggas say all my hoes is whack, but they all my hoes. That's why I let niggas kill themselves, hang themselves.
Because nobody else won't fuck them.
If my hoes is so whack, why anybody want a piece of them?
Because you told them that bitch freaky.
No.
So they waiting for you to tell them the story.
I go front to any bitch you got. I know is a freaky bitch.
Cause he freaky.
She talking wrong with this man. If that bitch fucking with Tiny, she's a freak.
She get retarded, boy. He get
a bitch.
He gonna make her a freak if he ain't.
A bitch ever threw salt?
Bitches definitely throw salt. Bitches throw salt.
Bitches do salt. Me, bitches don't do salt. Bitches I haven't fucked with. Bitches throw salt. Bitches be
funny. Who y'all think throwing salt?
Bitches throw crazy salt. Are you fuck with her? She.
Bitches said niggas gave him my nose.
That ain't throwing salt.
That was throwing salt. That was an actual factual.
That's salt. So a rumor is throwing salt.
That was
I'm spreading the rumors. Throwing salt.
Who you think gonna kiss that nigga after that?
Bitches throw salt, but I'm thinking the salt that was thrown on me was the bitch was telling her that I was fucking with some other bitch or some shit and stopped me from getting the pussy. That's salt
to the first.
bitches throw salt on niggas and bitches. Bitches is scandalous.
Bitches
would be like, why you fuck with her?
I feel like bitches throw more shade and shit like that towards each other, and niggas would throw salt on another nigga like to get pussy.
Bitches be ratting bitches out throwing salt. Bitches be like, yo. I don't know.
I mean, what's really the rules on throwing salt? If it's a nigga that you don't fuck with,
don't mention. You ain't never supposed to do it.
I know you're not supposed to do it, but if she bad and you want
her,
if she bad and you
want her, why are we talking about anybody else?
I mean, I'm not talking for me. I'm just saying, if she bad and you want her, you see, you know, all this shit going on. It's a bitch you want. You see this nigga running around with all these other bitches, and she sitting here complaining she don't got nothing to do.
What you mean? We don't gotta talk about him. We gonna talk about what we about to do. We don't gotta talk about
him. She wanna talk about is him though.
Baby girl, I'm not trying to hear that.
She talking to you. She telling you what she talking about, nigga.
I don't wanna hear
she
that.
Can't get past her nigga. So listen, you know what? Let me tell you something about this nigga.
But
he be tricking and he don't get no pussy.
I ain't never do that.
I'm not speaking for me. I'm just saying you gotta.
Like, yo, since I say that, I done had bitches really tell me that. Yo, since I say that, and I be tight because I'm like, damn, I'll fuck with boy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you fuck with me like that.
That's a fact. Niggas will do that.
You get what I'm saying? But then when they see you again, Joe, what up?
Yeah, but niggas be saying that to get the...
She looking at you like you crazy when you say what up to me. I'm like, oh, this bitch is...
Yeah, but I don't think that's throwing salt. That's just a nigga putting himself in the game.
Yeah, I don't know nobody. I don't know. I don't know nobody you used to fuck with.
Yo, I've been in so many situations with people in that circle where they brought me pussy. Because the shit that they're saying about me, bitches want to fuck now. Like, yo,
that's why I said,
why I hate on this nigga so much?
I never shit on nobody. Every time somebody shit on me, thank you. So what the fuck I'm shitting on you for?
That's why I think
what I'm shitting on another nigga for.
So I gotta go because listen,
that's why when Raw said, yo, your name Raw, you got a brother named Tom. That got niggas a lot of pussy.
Listen.
Niggas be thinking this. I personally don't agree with you. You know Rodney?
Listen, I think niggas be thinking this even though it's not true. So you ever been in a situation where you clip your man's something to him? Something close to him. That's going to make him feel some type of way if he find out. And they immediately think that you threw shade.
Well, they would because you just said you... If you clipping something that you know would fuck with them if they find out, they're going to feel the type of way either way, whether you do so or not. Well, I know that. We're not saying... But it don't matter in that case to that person.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? It don't matter to him.
It does, because...
You gotta grow up.
It don't matter whether... I don't know. This is not me. I'm saying...
Niggas been taking the bitch word over their man.
Yeah, the nigga gonna feel like it don't matter if you do so or not, because you...
First word.
not even whoever's gonna feel. I'm telling you. Nigga, I told you, my son Peanut. So I live with my son. Nigga, tell me word for word, your boy. This bitch popped me off, boy. Look, the bitch done scratched me all that. Boy, get out of here. Good looking, boy. Bitch, you fuck my bro, you out of here.
Now, nigga, when your man's gonna tell you if he ain't do no slime bullshit. Mm-hmm. And if he did some slime bullshit, he not gonna wanna tell you.
All my niggas, I don't care what you say. I know what kind of nigga you are. Okay. Me and you could be in the same. No funny shit, nigga. Me and you could, even before niggas leave tonight, me and you could be in the same room. I'll break you down and you'll be like, oh nah, this nigga's right with half of the shit he. I know my niggas, what kind of niggas they are individually.
You know what nigga throwing so.
What niggas say some clown shit. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's how I know certain niggas still to this day. That's
so you'll know that where the soul came from? Because.
Nigga was certain.
A certain way where you know this nigga would do that.
That sound like some shit that nigga would say.
This nigga got a history of doing shit like that anyway, so that's.
Nigga, it's not even about if a nigga got history about none of that. All my niggas, I know when my nigga about to pull a fuckery move. I know when my nigga about to pull, you set yourself up for it. Well, I seen it coming already, nigga. Like, certain niggas give themselves away, boy. But I just never been, like I said, I've just never been one of them niggas growing up, being in Queens. Cause that's where really if I ran into a bitch and I talked to her shit. And me and her texting, shit that come out of my text is who you used to fuck with or who you fuck with. Don't tell me you just never used to fuck with nobody, bitch.
I don't do that. Like I get what you're saying.
I'm asking you that because certain niggas is tender, even still to this day if I run into a girl, yo, who you talk to? Cause why? Certain niggas is tender dick niggas.
That's not your problem.
And
certain niggas
watch that term so much, and he tender dick nigga.
Listen, what I'm trying to tell you, certain niggas
tender dick nigga.
I'm talking about hold on, and you can delete this song. You can delete it. What if Shorty don't be telling this nigga she got a thirsty nigga that be on her back too? But this nigga try to see where she be at, know how her car look like, or kind of like certain niggas go.
Yeah.
So don't make it seem like like you never seen it before. Nigga, even probably with some of your brothers, you seen them have their bitch really beat their bitch up for something petty and really buy them shit the next day and all this other shit. That's a nigga that if he find out another nigga's fucking bitch,
but that's,
he's going to try to get the other nigga out of here, not wild on his bitch. He's going to wild on that nigga to make sure the nigga leave his bitch
alone. I get what you're saying. But it's I'm not asking a bitch whole history.
No, I'm not asking
if you got a nigga Or I might ask if you got a stalker, nigga, at that. But I'm not asking who you fuck with. No, you know, do you know I'm not asking to run down.
Who you fuck with?
Or do you fuck with somebody?
If you fuck with somebody
other than that, I don't care.
Like a bitch, you just meet a bitch. Oh, yeah, I used to fuck with Jason. I don't fuck with him no
Tiny,
more.
Tiny, I'm not trying to hear you because your queen nigga throw soft. It's right here. Just throw soft. Throw soft. You hear it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Up. That's crazy.
Whoa!
That's crazy.
Bullet!
Every nigga different.
Yeah. So, yeah, niggas throw salt in different ways. They do different salty shit.
Southside niggas.
No, yeah, you probably say that ain't throwing salt. I'm just asking why she was with that stupid nigga. But,
so why are you with that?
Is it throwing salt if the nigga got a, if the nigga got a fucking, a piece of shit V and the nigga telling the bitch like, yo, I'm gonna come scoop you in the Wraith later. Is that throwing salt?
Yeah! No, he just
it's
flexing.
Different.
He flexing.
But that's
flexing.
Basically yeah, yeah,
that's the weed.
That's what I'm saying. That's basically what he's
saying.
He's flexing.
It's
flexing throwing salt.
It's flexing throwing salt. No. I'm just picking
why
myself
you
up.
That bird?
I'm just picking myself up. Wait, I'm not putting nobody else down. I'm just putting myself up.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy YBDM. Just making sure that you keep listening to this. Yo, did you fucking subscribe to Real Nigga Sunday, man? Stop fucking listening if you ain't subscribed, man. I don't like that silent shit. Subscribe, hit that subscribe button. Real Nigga Sunday, you already know what it is. GFR, Get Familiar Radio. Everybody's watching.
So that's these R&B niggas shit throwing that salt. He can't fuck
and you
like
can flex
I can. All that shit. That's throwing salt? I don't think that's throwing salt. I think that's just flexing.
That's just if you might be keeping it real.
That's what I'm saying.
She might have told you that.
Nigga, I'm just saying. That's
what I said. But is it salt when the bitch tell you that, like?
Nigga, some bitches genuinely fuck with you.
Is that so?
When a nigga say some dumb shit.
You know what I mean? A bitch told you she was fucking with your shit and then you know you want this dick over that dick.
You know what I'm saying?
That's just her.
She told me she liked this dick better, so you can't be mad if I say
that. That's
she want this dick over that dick.
There you go.
Yeah, but I mean,
what happened?
Yeah. Now, y'all niggas were doing Chris Brown shit. Y'all niggas were doing Chris Brown
shit. Chris Brown, that shit was fire.
Yeah,
I gonna hold you. That whole album, I was bumping that shit to basketball games, boy.
Yo, you want another one?
Salt. What else is salt?
He puts it with that one.
F. That nigga don't. It's a lot of shit. That nigga. He don't never take you out. I'll take you out. Like that's throwing salt.
Yeah, that's throwing salt.
Nigga, some bitches really.
It's not throwing salt if you ask it as a question though.
Yeah.
Like yo, he don't take you out. Let me take you out.
No, he won't be taking you out. Should you say
that's throwing salt, bro?
Wow, I want to know so I can take you out.
But you know why? Because you see it. You peeping. If you ask it, you just be peeping. You watching already.
So
you be peeping already. So you just watch.
Robbie goes up.
So, but yeah, but like, is talking
that's
to
kinda
a, is
salt,
talking
bro.
To another nigga bitch kind of
no,
ain't you throwing salt. Salt off rip?
I ain't saying no,
think about it. Cause hold, all right,
I
you
asked
about
that.
Let me say why.
That's all you gotta say. Let me take you out. You
because
gotta,
look,
you don't take you out. Let me. Take
you probably brought him up for me to be saying that.
So I.
But listen. You might not never have to say nothing about the nigga. And like Tom said, if you bigging yourself up and you not. Taking a nigga, like, shitting on another nigga, then it's different. But if you trying to, if you fucking with the bitch and she complain, she's the one talking about him. Mm-hmm. She's the one saying all the shit he don't do. Hold on. Now, I know I'm lying. Now, I know I'm lying, but I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to talk my shit because I want the pussy. I'm not throwing salt at him. You just giving examples of what he don't do. Oh, yeah, I do that on top. Oh, he puts, I do all that. She's saying he don't. I don't have to say nothing about him. I'm just telling you about myself. Is that not throwing salt?
That's not throwing salt, but listen.
But it's a salty situation. Because when you clip, he going to feel like, yo, you was throwing salt. That's why niggas don't let their girls have male friends. Because you worried about the nigga throwing salt the whole time.
Saying I ain't going to fuck. I want that nigga to fuck up. That's throwing salt.
You don't talk, nigga.
Nah, that's not throwing salt. That's not throwing salt. I want him to fuck up. That's the real shit. That's not throwing salt.
I told that nigga, shout out to our sponsor, Jack Dean.
What that nigga the fuck up? I want that pussy real bad. What my mother wants?
Told you better not go beat your daughter.
Listen, he better not play with that pussy because if I get it, I ain't playing.
That's not throwing salt. So is putting another person down or throwing them in the fire, throwing them under the bus to get the pussy.
That's wrong for you.
I'm not going to say, yo, yeah, that nigga be cheating on you. That nigga got mad bitches. That's throwing salt.
And the tweets going at it, that's wrong.
So what about your man's don't got no chicken? And his bitch around, you just keep pulling out bundles.
He's flexing.
So if I buy your drinks, bitch, drinks all night, knowing you ain't got no bread. That's flexing. That's so much though, so I know you ain't got no bread.
That's flexing.
You flexing.
You're not saying, yo, this nigga, he can't.
I'm saying it without using my mouth.
Whoa.
That's flexing. You're stupid.
That's the same thing as saying the nigga got this car and I'm gonna pick you up in the race. If that's not salt, it's flexing.
No, because certain niggas are so dumb. In the club, you better catch on the game, boy.
In the club, you can flex, and it's just like throwing salt.
Nigga, you my man's.
You ever seen girl code?
Your man's don't got no money. And then I'm hitting you in a vulnerable place. I'm hitting you in a vulnerable place without saying something.
You flexing.
If it's a nigga you don't know, and you just want to buy bitch drinks, that's cool. But if you know your mans ain't got no money, and you start using money, that's throwing salt. That's a physical salt. I'm physically shaking salt on you.
That's how you pull up to a spot, L.I., nigga.
And I start just buying your bitch man drinks.
What are you talking about?
That's my mans. He fuck with you because he fuck with me. He buying you drinks. You flexing.
And I pulled up to the spot.
Then I'm buying us drinks.
You're not trying to fuck her.
You thought you heard what you said? You bought us drinks. You dickhead, give me my gill. Asshole, automatically, dickhead, you've been buying us drinks all night anyway without you knowing it, stupid. No.
You pass
it.
Anybody
bitch me, I've been sharing drinks all night.
You're buying us drinks. I don't got, if you saying the nigga don't got no bread, you're buying both of them drinks. You're not buying her drinks, and the nigga not drinking. How you buying her drinks and he not drinking?
Your boy, not even that. Any bitch gonna slide her nigga some drinks.
I like that, my nigga. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm not saying that. You saying your man has no bread.
I've physically seen a bitch not. I shit a drink with a nigga.
I haven't seen the nigga buying his bitch drinks, and he don't drink or something, he not getting no drinks.
Why are you not buying your man's drinks? You buying your man's bitch drinks.
I ain't never seen that.
And that nigga was supposed to press that nigga.
That's salt. What you doing, other than that, he wasn't even supposed to press that nigga, he was supposed to say something to shorty, not even that.
Bitch.
Yeah, look at that bitch like.
That shit, third cup, not even the third cup. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. I got pissed on it. Yo, this man, of course, you're buying me drinks tonight. Tiny hit. We getting drunk tonight. That's a fact. Because we got a post about a bar. Yeah, facts. That's a fact. Or Tiny, your man's, I think he up. Tiny, your man, D-man, he up like that. Because he's wild right now. He's trying to buy me a third cup of Henny. Oh, yeah, get that nigga the whole time until he stop. We about to get hit.
Yeah, facts. You're supposed to already put that bottle in the air anyway.
You're not just getting, oh, yeah, I'm buying your bitch. Every time I see you, yo, babe, get that nigga to get you one more.
I seen some wild shit.
So you think that's throwing salt? Like, just flexing? Like a nigga just...
Flexing is a form of throwing salt.
It's a different type of, it depends on the flex. Like, when y'all brought up the whole car shit, if a nigga drive a bum-ass car and you got a nice car... Nigga, you did whatever you did to get that car.
But if she didn't tell you that
the nigga had a car, you were still gonna bring up the type of car you drive. All right. So it's not necessarily like, I think the question that comes with the flex makes it feel. If
you all right. So like, let's say.
So she be like, yo, my nigga got a Honda. You be on some shit like, what? Your nigga drive a what? What kind of Honda?
What? So, but this what I'm saying, is this flexing or is this so? All right. So bad. let's say your bitch is here and we all here and everybody, we all know your bitch, she likes to drink Henny. We only got E&J brands, so we got E&J. But your bitch, she likes to drink Henny. It's a well-known fact that she likes to drink Henny. Mm-hmm. So a nigga ain't coming here that can afford it, and he's just buying mad Henny, and she drinking the Henny. Is that like throwing salt towards her? Like, I got the Henny. Like,
because he came here with the
he can specifically Henny. Do that for her. She want Henny. Everybody know he, hit, he got Henny. Yeah, you this your other man's. He come in, he got Henny. Yeah,
he
got
Henny. And he know he my bitch like
Henny. He got a guy Henny.
And he only giving my bitch Henny.
Your bitch, we got
it's all of us in here. We got E&J niggas. But he only feeding her Henny.
No, I mean, he keep on, he gonna give you some, but you want some Henny? He keep on hooking her shit up. Like, he making sure her shit good. He gonna tell you, yo, hold on for the Henny. She gotta get her Henny.
Get some E&J. I ain't gonna lie, that's
salt. Is that salt?
Yeah.
But that's, is that not flexing? I can buy the Henny. You can't buy the Henny. I
did what I could do.
No, I'm not saying y'all can't drink.
My bitch drunk.
I only brought the Henny. He only brought the Henny so she can really drink.
The only really, that's what I'm
y'all can have some.
Tom, I'm not gonna lie. Tom, you know how I be sometimes. My bitch only drink that.
He only brought
the bottle. Yeah. And Tom, I'm not gonna lie. You might be the only genius one to be like, all right, fuck it. I got a tip on that shit. Whatever y'all drink. If y'all don't drink
right.
This.
I bought the whole thing.
Or Ryder go get the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Now they drinking something different. Mm-hmm. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so but we say he that. Only brought the Henny because drinking what she really drink. Wanted it.
Fuck, all right, fuck the topic being that niggas going soul. Yeah, why do niggas out here gotta do, a lot of niggas out here is for bitches ass niggas.
For you, bitches? Yeah. Do shit? Do get just, dressed? Just
no, fuck your dress. You're telling nigga, let's do this or, yo, let's go to D-Man concert. Nigga tell you no. But the nigga go take a bitch out. Go do mad fuckery shit because there's a bitch involved.
Okay.
But a nigga won't never do nothing for anybody around
him.
Well, that's whack shit.
Listen, I'm going to say
something. But it depends on the form of what it is.
Wait.
Thank you, Tony.
It does. It happens a lot.
A lot of niggas do that. And then when you call them out on it, they look confused or bugged out. Like,
I got to say some real shit, though. Because I feel like I'm a nigga that loves doing shit for my niggas. I fuck with my niggas, you feel me? I think it was this man right here who had a theory that I felt that was just like the greatest theory ever. He said, if I could spend 23 hours with my niggas and 1 hour with my bitch every day, I would do that. That shit is just like the best theory ever. Like, bitch, I'm coming over, we're going to do what we got to do, and then just let me go about my shit. Like, don't be on my back all day. But sometimes, my nigga, it depends on who your niggas are. You said that might be a little gay?
I think the shit it changes.
23 hours, me and my niggas just mobbing, having fun, and I get that hour every day.
We gonna fight. Nobody can be around me that much.
Now I get the example.
I get the theory. Cool. It's like it's not.
I have way more fun with my niggas than I like.
But I don't even think me and my niggas would fight. We just go cut ass all day. A nigga might.
It might get a little aggressive at the time.
I think that shit changes. I think that's the way niggas come up. Yeah, you want to be like that, but the more you start to realize, like, I mean, your niggas is going to be there.
Life is you, man.
But
that's real shit.
Yeah, you get to a certain point where a bitch
nigga, you got a job, you got a home. We know it's not really 23 hours.
Not just
get the theory that he's putting them to take.
Nigga, all right. We understand that. I'm not saying literally. I get you. I'm saying it gets more to a point where niggas gravitate towards being with a bitch more because when you get to that point where you about to clock out, you want to be with a bitch. Like, not, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I ain't going to hold you.
Shut the fuck up.
Even my main, when I get to that level, niggas are still able to come over.
No, that's just not, nigga. You got to speak from different perspectives. Different perspectives, nigga. You speak from different perspectives. Niggas always want to try to be, I'll spend 23 hours with my niggas, And then niggas really live a life where you see that niggas is not there no more. Then what's the point?
That's what I'm saying. He's not talking about. He's not saying like that.
I get what you're saying. You'd rather be with my man than a bitch.
Listen, because even when I find the right one, my nigga, like, My nigga, I'm gonna have a man cave in a crib with my.
I get
my
that.
My niggas is coming over and.
I agree with that. I don't wanna
if
be.
You ain't coming in with the hors d'oeuvres, you're not really welcome in this spot. This is with me and my.
My niggas get,
yeah. This is what we do, what we do. You feel me?
I get that. I agree with that.
My grandfather even, listen. When it's
short, I don't wanna be with
yo, you know on Fridays? What time it is on Fridays? It's.
I don't want to be with a bitch all day. That's what I was making an example of certain shit that bitches is for, but you I'm need your
about,
niggas.
Exactly, but I'm talking about how niggas. A nigga can never...
Oh, niggas won't do shit for...
A nigga can never even support simple shit.
Here's a good example. Here's an example. Listen. Like, yo, you call and say, yo, can I get a ride over here? And nigga be like, nah, I can't really, I can't do it. But if a bitch need a ride... They gonna take them up and down. They gonna take a bitch everywhere they wanna go. But niggas do that all the time. If niggas wanna drink something, or if niggas is not supposed to take care of you, but if a nigga say, yo, can you get me this food real quick? Niggas would be like, nah, I'm not buying you shit. But for a bitch, it's a done deal.
Let me get my scenario in real quick.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
There's always that one friend that always needs your help. Let me tell you now, I heard DJ K Slay say it. And I agree with this theory 100%. If I'm chilling with some niggas that could do for themselves, that's completely different. But there's some niggas that know that you can do more than they can do. And for some reason, some niggas are comfortable with accepting that.
Yeah.
That's not lit.
That's not lit.
You supposed
that's
to...
extra
you know what
shit.
You just said? Shut the fuck up. Because you gonna make a nigga... You see how Bobby said? That's right. Shut the fuck up, boss.
That's real shit.
If I'm around, out of this room right now, right?
You still not gonna let a nigga do what?
I'm not gonna let a nigga do
too much for you, period. You talking shit and you gonna
take pride. You gonna take pride. You're gonna take pride. You're the proudest motherfucker.
No, that's what we mean by, yeah, that's right.
Tone, tell these niggas, Tone, if I need help, Tone.
You gonna ask
I'm asking niggas.
Cool.
If
listen.
I ain't got it, if I can't come up with a way.
Yeah, but you're not gonna let G-Man buy your son clothes every fucking day. And you're not gonna do shit.
No. Well, I'm trying. Listen.
He's saying there's niggas that will let somebody do that.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is a difference. Right? Like how you see what he just said? And niggas is comfortable. That's the shit that's getting me tight. There's some niggas out here with jobs, boy, and comfortable with the nigga that's trapping. Or trying to get their shit together.
Be back 10 minutes, babe.
They with that nigga always getting a bottle on Friday.
Listen.
You're not letting me finish my scenario.
That's
what I'm saying. It's different.
If I know you struggling and I'm offering, you taking it to a whole other level. Some niggas who keep content with their mind, like for instance, right now, listen, you could be fucked up and I could be up and I'm always offering to do shit, but then there's a time where you depend on it. It's like you gave up on trying to reach up to my success. Or do it for yourself. You just like, you know, I know my nigga gonna do this. I know when I'm with this nigga, I'm lit. Like, you told me to go to club with certain niggas, my nigga.
That's why he said there's niggas.
I go to club with certain niggas. There's certain niggas that you just. A nigga gonna keep it funky when he don't got it.
That's a fact.
Can't do nothing. But a nigga's not gonna always depend on. Going out with you to make him lit.
Oh, okay. So how the fuck now?
This is why niggas get mad when I break niggas down
in my different circle of my life. Some niggas get mad that I chill with. Besides this podcast that I chill with and smoke weed with, these niggas get mad at me because y'all niggas I smoke weed with. Y'all my last circle.
Yo.
These niggas have my last circle. What the fuck you want me to lie to you, nigga? Because I know what y'all niggas use me for. How the fuck all y'all got good-ass jobs, but nigga, I'm the nigga that'll fucking roll with 3.5. Because we chilling, nigga, and it's more than three of us, nigga. How?
Do.
It's not what I... Even though I know I want to smoke,
it's how is
me... Fuck that.
That's
what
I'm trying
to do.
You know why? No, it's because that's what
like,
you
Tom,
do.
I'm being so... No, fuck all
you
that,
think about
Tom.
It. No, nigga,
I'm being so
because
silly.
You're going to
fuck,
roll
that's
up.
What I'm going to do.
If you sit down and don't roll shit, watch niggas not... Either niggas won't smoke,
listen,
and you probably not
but
okay
what, but listen, what I'm trying to tell you is, regardless, even though I'm going to roll, what I'm trying to tell you is, nigga, out of everybody, Bobby, I chill with, real shit, I'm the only one, nigga. Real shit, nigga, with three kids, nigga. So certain shit, I feel like I shouldn't have
you shouldn't
to do
have to.
On a fucking Friday.
Yeah, but because what I'm saying is niggas...
It's not even funny,
niggas,
Tom, I'm just
niggas
saying,
do what you allow them to do.
Tom, I smoke. Like I said, Tony's, like the day we record.
They smoke too, but they not.
Niggas do what you allow them to do. No, so they know Tiny is going to roll up back to back to back.
No, when I tell them, they let you do it. Then when I say, yo, boy, no funny shit, I'm on my, you got to match up shit now.
They get mad.
And then I got to break it down to niggas, but like I said, I don't know if niggas got comfortable or what.
That's exactly
what they got in their mind that Tiny always going to have this or that.
Nah, they just come.
Just because I'm coming up with a way to survive or keep my head above water. Nigga, you in a fucking union or you got this government job or whatever. How the fuck I'm able to go to the club and because tonight, nigga, the only way we can get in right now, nigga, we got to do bottles and I'm pitting up 150 or something for bottles. But the niggas that fucking work or got a 9-to-5, nigga, they ain't trying to look lit or nothing in the club.
Because certain niggas is not...
I'm going to say this.
Yo, it just depends on what niggas put their money to. Some people, I'ma say some niggas is not...
Some niggas with jobs, that don't mean you got money, it's because you got a job.
No, yeah, man, that I, even with a job. I'm certain niggas about, is not putting about, money I'm to a certain shit.
I'm talking about certain niggas got theory? Good jobs, still at home, not paying
but they
no
not
rent.
Putting money to
can
certain shit.
My theory? No,
fuck a bottle, but they're going to go ride with you and drink with the bottle.
Wait, let me finish my theory. Let me finish my theory.
Oh, they'll go spend...
Let me finish my theory, though. Let me finish my theory.
They'll go spend the same one.
You wouldn't go to the club with a nigga. You wouldn't go to the club with a nigga because you know I'm hosting some shit. And you know I'm not going to go in there and buy cups. You know I'm going to do bottles. So you want to fuck with a nigga.
Let me finish the theory, though.
You go out with a bitch the next day. And it was on you, but you just... So why you couldn't at least give me $50 or $25 last night, nigga?
It just depends on... Yeah, it's different type of shit.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, hold on. What do you want
to
do?
Like I said, like, you go out with a nigga, like, and they just depend on you to do shit. So, like, that mean you got the section lit, and then the nigga act like it's his shit, though. Like, to the point...
Do you shut him down? Do you put him on blast?
It takes a certain amount of times.
Is that throwing soil on his ass?
No, because I'm telling you, nigga.
To
you
chill? Bugging. I mean, what's bugging? What's the limits on
my nigga,
if you don't put it
if
on
you
the
don't
bottles?
Buy,
like, I hate that shit. Like, listen, if I don't put it on the bottles, I'm not touching shit. Somebody who paid got to pour my cup.
See?
Unless somebody
I
says...
like you, I'm giving you the permission.
I wouldn't
it.
Do that.
I don't need not, to do not, that, but at least in your mind, you know you
I
need
don't
it.
Don't feel comfortable right. doing
the nigga
that.
Who that's don't put in money for the shit be the nigga who leave with the bottles.
Okay.
Be the nigga
taking
pictures
people
with the
that
bottles.
Do that. Yes.
Be the nigga pouring people.
I would never, but
excessive drinks.
I never call that nigga out in person.
I'm going to tell you, my nigga, you buggy.
I never do that.
I'm telling you right. What you mean? I just spent $300-$400, my
nigga. That don't got nothing to do. We all here together.
Nigga, this the fifth time you did that.
If you want
to leave with the bottle and you pour it.
If
you giving a liquor out and not letting us finish it, nigga.
Yeah, niggas be
nah, you gotta chip. Well, no, I'm gonna keep letting
that's
you do
bad
it.
Etiquette. Yeah, yeah.
My nigga, you giving the liquor out that you didn't pay. My nigga, you don't know what I went through this week to get.
Yeah, like I went. If I didn't put it, I'm not gonna pour a cup for nobody
else.
Is
that what he just said?
My nigga, I'd rather
fuck all that. You heard what you just said? I know what the fuck Tone and Bobby did this fucking week to get what the fuck they got.
They don't know what you did.
Thank you. So why the fuck I can't punch Bobby because Bobby said he ain't with me tonight? How? You just paying 40 plus hours. No kids. Motherfucker, can a Henny be on you? So the niggas don't give a fuck. They just, all right, fuck it, we ain't drinking that. Then we ain't drinking.
So, but what about when it's bitches that's in the sections? They don't put in shit. They drinking for free. They gonna take pictures with the bottles.
I'm not gonna lie.
They on Snapchat.
I'm not gonna lie. You
why you gotta
notice?
Put your mans on blast when he do it when the bitches is out there doing it?
My man is becoming a bill.
The bitches is a bill too.
I don't necessarily have to do this for the bitches.
I'm just saying that, yeah, niggas is, you need the bitches in the section.
Cool, you need the bitches in the section.
That's what
when
it
you
comes down
bitches
to.
In, when you
bitches
brought,
get more
when you
bitches
bitches in the section, you know that they was having a free night.
The bitches.
Yeah, you know that they're having
you
a free
know
night.
They having a free
and
night.
Time
but that's what I'm saying.
Nine times out of ten, I'm not going to lie to y'all. When we in the spot, niggas never just pull random bitches.
Women probably just feel like that shit.
I get what you're saying.
Checks, like... I'm not, salt is crazy. Salt, in my mind,
like
definition is just,
I
if you
much.
Don't know a nigga, you...
You didn't put it in between.
Like you said, you bringing him down. If that's your mans, and you acting like that's not your mans as much as it is your mans, that's salt. Like, salt had, if that's your man's, oh, and yeah, you're acting like that's not your man's as much as it is your man's.
Not necessarily, salt. unless you're talking bad about it.
You had an agreement with your nigga, like, oh, this bitch is bugging. I'm gonna act like we ain't cool like that.
Yeah, that was agreed before it happened.
If you're doing it behind your man's back, when you acting like that's not your man's, that's salt. For instance, when you brought up the whole car shit, if you drive a better car, you work hard to get your car. You just saying what car you drive. Yeah. But if you want some shit like, oh, what, baby girl? He only got a Honda.
Bitch, that's salt. That's what you said. Flexing has salty ways, and flexing just comes to, I'm flexing, bitch.
This is it. I'm just letting you know I'm doing better.
So,
is that some...
If a bitch... ever told like other bitches like, yo, that nigga dick little, this dick wag, that's she's telling the truth, right?
If it's little, if it's not little and she's saying it's little, then that's salt. If it's whack and it's whack, you telling the truth. But if it's not whack and you lying to a bitch saying it's whack, you throwing salt.
But whack to
you
know it's not gonna necessarily be whack to the next.
I ain't gonna
bitch.
Lie, all some, of it, all of it.
Bitches
be
don't want just a bitch to fuck you.
So it's salt.
Listen, I'm gonna say it like this:
if they still fucking you, it's salt. No, that's what I'm gonna say. If they still fucking you, it's salt. If you can hit that pussy up and still clip it, and she giving bad BDRs,
whatever
results out, as she still fucking you. That's salt.
Now this.
Yeah, what if you got money?
It's all.
These niggas will get BDRs that got money. If a bitch throw salt on you,
it's all good publicity. It's all good for me.
That's a fact.
Right. So throw all the salt you want.
You can throw salt.
Bitches definitely not gonna believe the salt.
Yeah.
Bitches definitely not gonna believe the salt. Like, bitches or niggas believe salt on bitches. I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie. You throw salt on me. Cause some bitches are working out for me.
Like a girl find out you talking to a bitch, try to throw salt, and then niggas might not listen. Like niggas are different. Like I feel like niggas don't listen.
Unless it's the last episode.
If it's the last episode, salt niggas might niggas is looking for that.
Don't speak on the next man, that's it.
Don't speak on the next man. Do what you gotta do to pick yourself up. Don't never put nobody else down.
Facts.
I'm Provolone Tone, the Hood Scholar. You heard?
Bobby DM.
Bobby Loso.
Roger. Your boy Tony. You heard?
Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me, and I don't give a fuck about it. Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me, and I don't give a fuck about it.
Being real's the greatest glory of life. Fake niggas never tell a story the same way twice.
Lil real or die trying is still a victory, nigga.